Brandon.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Oz the Great and Powerful, number one at the box office for a second week, earning another $42.2 million. Halle Berry's new movie, The Call, debuted in second with a much better than expected $17.1 million. And in third, it was a disappointing start for the incredible Burt Wonderstone. Only $10.3 million for third place.
Number four.
Madonna gave a speech at the GLAAD Awards in New York City Saturday night wearing a Cub Scout uniform. She said she always wanted to be a Boy Scout, but they wouldn't let her join. And she thinks the Boy Scouts should change their stupid rules. Of course, she was talking about their ban on gay scouts and scout leaders. And then Anderson Cooper got up on stage and kissed her.
Number three.
So Julianne Hough visiting a friend in Hollywood last weekend and must have left her car unlocked because when she got back, she realized someone had stolen $100,000 worth of jewelry that Ryan Seacrest had given her. And then the very next day, we found out that Ryan and Julianne broke up. Sources are blaming their hectic schedules, but do you think they got in a fight over that stolen jewelry?
Number two.
Lil Wayne was taken to the hospital in L.A. Tuesday night after suffering several seizures. He was released, but reportedly, Weezy immediately went on a scissor binge. His bodyguard found him unconscious on the floor and rushed him back to the hospital. There were false reports that Lil Wayne was being given his last rites because out of the blue, either he or someone else using his Twitter account tweeted, "I'm good, everybody. Thanks for the prayers and love." He is still recovering in the hospital.
Number one.
Lindsay Lohan decided not to fly from New York to L.A. on Saturday night because she wanted to get her party on. It was St. Patrick's Day. So on Sunday, she was about to catch another flight, but there was a fuel leak, and she and several other passengers decided not to get on that plane. So what was she to do? She was stranded in New York, had to be in L.A. for that court date Monday morning. The owner of Mr. Pink's energy drink sent his private plane for Lindsay. Lindsay on trial for lying to cops about a car accident last summer that could send her to jail for a long time. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.